KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Let's take a look at high school sports around the area first last night. The Corner Conference holding its golf championships. That was at the Griswold Golf Course. Sydney took the girls' team title. Fremont Mills grabbed the boys' championship. On the girls' side, Sydney shooting a 426 team score. That was good for the victory. That was 20 strokes better than Griswold, who checked in second at 446. Essex was third, shooting a 483, while East Mills at 573 was fourth. Individually, the top four include Jenna Reynolds of Griswold. She ended up with the low score, winning the conference championship as medalist, shooting a 94 yesterday. Avery Dowling of Sydney was next. She was second with a 100. Her teammate, Faith Brumbaugh, shot a 104 for third place. And Eva Brumbaugh, also of Sydney, shot a 110, good for fourth in yesterday's meet. On the boys' side, Fremont Mills, as mentioned, is the conference champion, shooting a 370. Sydney shot 396. That was good for second place. The Griswold boys shot a 443, and that placed them third overall. Essex at 450 was fourth, and East Mills shot 496. That was good for fifth place. On the individual side of things, on the boys' side, Cooper Langfeldt of Fremont Mills is the medalist. He wins the title with an 86. Kyle Beam of Sydney also shot 86, and he's second. Owen Thompson of Fremont Mills shot 91, good for third place, while Cole Jorgensen of Sydney shot a 92. That was good for fourth place in yesterday's meet. In other golf action around the area, in boys' play, it was Atlantic defeating Creston. Atlantic shooting a 155 total. Creston shot 173. The medalist was Colby Berg of Creston. He shot the low round of 35. The runner-up medalist, Braden Smith of Atlantic, as he cards in a 38 yesterday. Also, Audubon defeated Missouri Valley in boys' golf, 179 to 187. The medalist was Alec Fichter of Missouri Valley with a 43. Also, East Union down Lenox, 211 to 240 yesterday. Harlan wins a three-team meet. Harlan shooting a 181. Shenandoah shot 184. Red Oak, 211. The medalist, Jace Goobles of Harlan, he shot 38. Also, Trainer defeated Tri-Center in boys' golf, 175 to 191, as Joey Kahns of Trainer shot the low round of 37. In girls' golf action yesterday, it was Audubon defeating Missouri Valley, 235 to 246. Callie Earlmeyer of Audubon shot a 47 for the medalist award. Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln placed sixth in the Missouri River Conference tourney yesterday. Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson didn't have a team score. Krisha Doss of TJ finished seventh overall, shooting a 97 in that meet yesterday. Also, it was Shenandoah defeating Harlan and Red Oak in a three-team meet. Shenandoah shooting a 215, Harlan 217, Red Oak 235. Jocelyn Cheek of Harlan had the low round of 43. Lennox defeated East Union 199 to 241 yesterday. And also in girls' golf, it was Trainer at 208 to beat Tri-Center, who shot 250. Maddie Lewis of Trainer was medalist. She had the low round of 43. In high school girls soccer action last night, Atlantic posting a 7-0 victory over Creston. Jada Jensen had five goals in that match for Atlantic. Aubrey Geyer had a goal and a couple of assists, while Gina Kramer had a goal. Also, Ireland Gundish had two assists. Maddie Dvorak had an assist as Atlantic picks up its record 7th victory on the season. Also, Abraham Lincoln defeated Sergeant Bluff Luton 11-2. Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson defeated Sioux City West 4-0. Denison Sleswig over Missouri Valley in overtime 2-1. Harlan defeats AHSTW 6-2. Reagan Wicks had three goals in that match. Also, Lewis Central beat Glenwood by a score of 3-2. In boys' soccer last night, Riverside defeating Tri-Center 6-1. St. Albert over AHSTW 8-2. Creston beat Kemper Catholic 4-1. Also, Sergeant Bluff Luton beat Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln by a 5-0 score. Also, some girls' tennis matches locally last night saw Creston beat Boone 6-3, Glenwood over Thomas Jefferson 9-0, Kemper Catholic a winner over Sioux City North by a final score of 7-2. In Major League Baseball action last night, the Cardinals scored five times in the 11th inning as they beat Milwaukee 6-1 last night. Tyler O'Neill's three-run homer in the 11th inning pushed St. Louis to that victory. Despite the Cardinals mustering only five hits in the game, Paul Goldschmidt had a solo home run in the eighth to force extra innings. Kwon Hyung Kim threw five and a third innings, striking out six, allowing just one run on five hits for the Cardinals. The Royals rallied back from a 7-run deficit, but they ended up falling 8-7 in a walk-off loss to the Tigers. That's their 9th straight defeat. Jorge Soler hit a 3-run homer in the 8th inning and then a game-tying 3-run double in the 9th. But Robbie Grossman delivered his 5th RBI of the night. It was a 2-out game winner for Detroit. Elsewhere in baseball yesterday, the Giants beat the Rangers 4-2, Indians down the Cubs 3-2, Pirates over the Reds 7-2, Phillies 6-2 over the Nationals, the A's 3-2 over the Red Sox, Yankees beat the Rays 3-1, Mets 3-2 over the Orioles, the Blue Jays beat the Braves 5-3, White Sox 9-3 over the Twins, Astros beat the Angels 5-1, the Padres over the Rockies 8-1, Diamondbacks 11-3 winners over the Marlins, and the Dodgers beat the Mariners by a final of 6-4. And Major League Baseball has encouraged the Oakland A's to look into the possibility of relocating. The Athletics are awaiting a decision from the city of Oakland regarding their proposed $12 billion mixed-use development, which includes a new waterfront stadium at Oakland's Howard Terminal. The team's preference is and has been to remain in Oakland, but at the behest of the league, they'll at least look into some alternatives, with Las Vegas seeming the likeliest possibility if relocation would be the ultimate outcome. Major League Baseball statement on the matter suggests that the current Oakland Coliseum site is not a viable option for the future vision of baseball and suggests that the A's need a new ballpark to remain competitive. It's perhaps not a coincidence that the likeliest possibility is said to be Las Vegas, the same city to which Oakland and its fans already have lost the NFL's Raiders and one of Commissioner Rob Manfred's commonly cited locations for potential expansion. It is, in fact, the second time in the past 3 years that the league has threatened to move the team away from Oakland and into Vegas. Manfred himself directly raised that possibility with the city of Oakland back in October of 2019. The Athletics' lease at their current stadium runs through the 2024 season. That's Check of Sports here this morning. KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic.